Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
The president of the New York Rangers, John Davidson, joins us now on the show to talk about the restart or the possible restart of hockey. JD, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Most of all, most importantly, how are you doing and how's your family doing?
Hi, Michael, Don, and Peter. Very well, thanks. I actually jumped in the car with my wife last Thursday, I think it was, as the days here kind of mesh. Drove to Canton, Michigan, saw my daughter, her family, and our two little grandsons for 4 days. Jumped in the car, drove to St. Louis. My daughter's here with her family and three grandsons and one we hadn't met. He was born on the 18th of March, I think it was, and got to meet the little guy, and we're here for a couple more days and back to New York. So it's been good. Everybody's safe there?
Everybody is safe here, thank goodness. Families are okay as well. So you are going to have to get back here shortly because it looks like hockey is going to start. Do you like the plan that Gary Bettman and company came up with?
Yeah, I do. I think there's been a lot of work put to put this thing together. The one thing that's real strong about it is the fact that Gary and the NHL has worked very hard with Don Fehr and the group of players. And in talking to various people, it's not been contentious at all. Both sides feel this is something that's very unique. We've never seen anything like it. Let's try to figure this thing out as a group and try to get hockey back where it belongs. And I love that. I know they're being very careful. I mean, I saw the 23-page memo, the protocol, just to get back into the training centers. I'll tell you, it's serious business, and it should be. There's a lot of people who have gone through a whole lot. I'd also like to mention, if I could, if you guys don't mind,
sure, the
first responders, especially in the New York area, my Lord, the rest of the country, too. It's special what these people have been able to do to try to get us through this thing, and then we now have an opportunity to try to behave, do things properly, and in turn get back to business. So thank you for that.
Have you been able to stay in touch with the players and get updates on their situation?
Absolutely, Don. I talked to some players. Example, Strome, one of the centermen, his wife and he had a little one not too long ago, had a great conversation about that. Talked to Hank the other day in Sweden. David Quinn, our head coach, he's been trying to get back on the ice for a month and a half now. He's talking to the guys all the time. They're all over the world, of course. But I also, not only the players, but there's a training staff, there's a scouting staff, there's coaches, and I try to stay in touch with as many as I can. We've had a multitude of Zoom calls with our scouting staff, both on the pro side and the amateur side, to try to interview kids, young people that are going to be drafted, get a feel for them. That's been very good to do. Our management staff, we've had our own Zoom calls with some management from other sports, just to go through different things to try to find ways to get better as an organization. So there's a lot of us just trying to take advantage of the time that we've been afforded because of this situation, and do things that can make you better. So, yeah, we've all been busy doing that.
All right, John, I don't believe this is organizational, but maybe it will be run up the pole all the way to you. But you've got a Hall of Fame goalie that was not playing a lot when play stopped, and he has had great success in the playoffs, and you have a young guy who's the future goalie of your organization. Who's going to play in the playoffs? Which way are you guys going to go?
That's a coach's decision. They'll make that when they get to it. In talking to Hank the other day, I know he's started skating over there. Sweden's been a lot more open than most countries, so he's planning to get ready. And Shesterkin and Georgiev, both of them, I know how hard they train and what they do. So, this is going to be a unique situation. Our training centers will open in the near future. It's going to be very strict. And in turn, if we open around July 1st for training camp, I want all three guys, and I want all three guys to be ready, because it might even not matter who starts, and even though the first round is it's going to be shortened to five games to get into the playoffs, you just don't know who's going to get through this camp, who's going to pull a groin muscle, who's going to something could happen somewhere along the line. So I want three guys, and I want three guys ready, and then the coaching staff have to make that decision as to who starts.
Don, yeah, I just wanted to throw in one thing about Hank real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
What have you learned about Hank and his commitment to this team, sort of regardless of the adversity at this stage in his career? It seems like this is just a guy who really cares about the Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. I envision Hank, whenever the day comes that he rides into the sunset, that he stays and works in New York with the Rangers. That would be a great thing to see. I just think that... I remember when I was back with the Rangers organization doing the television, and the first day Hank ever showed up in training camp, I think he was 23 years of age at the time, I leaned against the glass where all the media still to this day stand and watch practice, and I go, that is a goalie. That guy's ready. And sure enough, he's gone through with his career. And watching, and I know it's hard. It's strictly hard because guys like myself, we've gone through this. Mine was a little different. I retired because of injuries. I've seen Marty Brodeur, a lot of guys. The time comes eventually. I'm not saying that's the time is now for Hank, but somewhere when you get into your late 30s, somewhere that decision has to be made. And I look at him and I watch him work every day. It's A-plus first class. He's carried himself very well. And I will say this, that the communication with Hank, the goalie coach, Benoit there, the head coach, Quinn, and myself, Jeff Gordon, has been very, very good. We all have a certain amount of respect that he has earned, that we give to Hank, and we'll just see where all this thing goes.
Yeah.
We're also in a position, we have to be very, very forward and honest. We're trying to build a team that's going to move on and become a championship team one day. That's the goal. So we're working our way through this thing. I have an immense amount of respect for Hank. Hank has been extremely professional with everything we've done to this point. It's hard, yes, but he's been professional, and we've been very open with him.
Yeah, and he's owned the Hurricanes in his career, too, so that also makes it...
Yeah. Well, the game this past, before the pause, that was earlier in the season, he went in there. That was the best game I'd seen him play all year.
Yeah, he stole the game.
That was pretty special, yeah.
So a lot for David Quinn to figure out. JD, you're talking about over 4 months by the time you open up a camp. So what's a logical time for you, do you think, for players to get ready?
Well, I think it's anywhere from, well, it'd be at least 2 weeks, between 2 and 3 weeks for me. You can't just go in there and go gung-ho and go hard to get the guys ready to play a game. I think it's important to understand that soft tissue injuries are going to be very important here. By that, I mean groin injuries, pulled muscles, things like that. That's something you have to be very, very aware of. So you got to ease your way in. At least that's what I sense. I think there might be a couple of exhibition games played before the play-in tournament starts. So that'll be very helpful. I know we've done things. Our guys have been doing yoga, virtual classes with yoga. They had these slide boards sent over to wherever they were living, anywhere in the world that they've really appreciated. They're working. They're doing their programs. Various guys have ways to get into gyms. Various guys can't because their countries won't allow it. Some have built into their own garages. So it's all different everywhere you go, whether you're in Arizona or in Slovakia or in Sweden or Finland or Russia. It's all different. But our training staff has been very good in communication with all the guys all the time. So we really have a running tab on who's doing what, which has been, and they've been very committed. Our guys are really excited about trying to get back to play.
John Davidson, the president of the New York Rangers, is our guest here on the Michael Kay Show. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, John. I looked at this year as, you know, another step in the maturation of the Rangers, and I think that this team probably played better than some people expected. Do you believe going into these unusual playoffs that this team has a chance to do something special?
I think that's why our guys are so excited, Michael. I really do. I know that during the year, I'd say probably the first, 30 games or so, we were a porous hockey club. We gave up a lot. After the game at Edmonton, we were down big, came back and lost in a very high-scoring but tight finish. We then went into Calgary and lost by a goal. And then I think everybody said, you know what, that's enough. We got to start keeping the pucks out of the net here. Otherwise, we have no shot. We go into Vancouver, and I think we lost 2-1, but we were by far the better team. And everybody sensed that this is how we're going to play. We can score. Let's keep the puck out of the net. That combined with surprises, Lindgren comes in, Fox comes in, Panarin was great, Zibanejad got better and better, Strome had a good season. Younger guys, veteran guys, it all seemed to fit. And I think by the time we finished playing, and the last game was in Colorado, we lost in overtime. Zibanejad had hit the goalpost or crossbar with a one-timer, and then Colorado came down and scored. I think and we played great in that game, by the way. After a game we had played the night before, I think, in Dallas and won, our guys feel real good about this. There's something special about this group. And if we can recapture and get everybody up to speed the way they were at the time of the pause, I like our chances playing anybody. I just do this. There's something about the presence of understanding that we're a good club, and then you fit and battle for each other. We may not have the depth some organizations have just yet. We're working on it, but I like where we are, and I think we're going to go in and play our tails off.
Do you have any idea how free agency is going to work? Because it's usually July 1st, and now that's been blown up. So you've got a lot of work to do just, you know, for this season, but also making sure your free agents and restricted free agents are taken care of. Is there any kind of plan in place for how that's going to get done?
It's not been settled. They're working very tightly with the Players Association. The league is. They're trying to find a formula that's going to work. You know, what's interesting is, you know, escrow is basically, it's a 50-50 business, players and owners. Mm-hmm. And if you make a certain amount of money, the escrow, you know, it's 50-50. They get their 50 and the owners get their 50. If you lose a bunch of money, it's 50-50. Owners lose, players lose. And in looking into next year, there's a possibility of a huge escrow loss. And that's not good for anybody, obviously. And so the league is trying to work with the players to formulate something that's going to take the burden off, especially this group of players. It's not their fault there was a pandemic. Are they supposed to pay the escrow all at one shot just because they happen to be the guys that were playing at the time of a pandemic? So I think the league and the players realize this. They're trying to formulate something that could help long-term for everybody involved. And make everybody want to go back to work with a smile on their face. So hopefully that's the type of thing that's going to happen. There's a lot of details to be ironed out here. Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, pre-agency, there's contracts with players, there's contracts with scouts, there's contracts with coaches. There's everything from A to Z that has to be what they call it. They'll probably put it on what they call a slide it into later on and give us some critical dates that we could do our business with. The draft is going to be later. So everything is up to be changed, to be set in stone. The one good thing about it, though, is I think the majority of the people in the business understand that this is something that has never happened before, may never happen again. So it's going to be different. At times it's going to be strange. Let's not complain about it. Let's just deal with it. Deal with it, both sides. And we'll get things taken care of. But I think there's good leadership with the players and there's good leadership with the NHL. So we'll get there.
President of the Rangers, John Davidson, is our guest on the Michael Kay Show. John, I know that you love all sports. So you mentioned earlier how Bettman and Daly are working in conjunction with Donald Fehr. Does it befuddle you when you read and hear about the hissing match between the players and the owners in baseball? Because of the times that we're in, that this stuff would be made public, does that kind of make you scratch your head?
I just don't understand why people want to complain when we think about where we are. 100,000 people dying. I personally know of people that have died in the New York area. It's god awful. It's gut wrenching. I think of the military. I think of them going away for a year and a half from their families. They don't know if they're going to come back. Sometimes they have children that are born while they're gone out at sea or wherever. And the commitments by the front the frontline workers. It is remarkable they've put their lives on the line. So for anybody in any sport, I understand being provincial and taking care of business, but stop and think about how good we have it. We really do. It's immeasurable how good we have it. And let's try to make it work. Just have to try to make it work. And whether it's baseball or hockey or basketball or football or soccer, whatever it is, come on, gang. It's different. Mm-hmm. The times are tough. Let's try to make this thing work.
Any idea where these games will be played? I know they've narrowed it down to, what, like 10 cities?
10 cities. No, I don't. The one thing I do know is they've offered three cities in Canada have offered their services. But with the Canadian laws and the border right now, they won't let anybody do anything. If you go into Canada, you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. If that doesn't change, we won't be going to Canada. So that'd be down to 7 cities. If it changes, I wouldn't be surprised if one of the cities is in Canada and one of the cities would be in the United States. The one thing, and we have to look at economics for sure, the Canadian dollar is 35% approximately cheaper than the American dollar. So if you went up there and you spent the money that it's going to take to make this thing work, that would be a big break of 35%. So that would be very interesting. If not, if Canada will not change or make some kind of exception, then it'll be two of the 7 cities down here in the U.S.
Now, they say necessity is the mother of invention. So if this season is played, it's going to end later, obviously, than it would have, and next season's going to start later. And a lot of people have always said maybe it's better for hockey to be starting in December. Were you on
that
side?
Yeah, I'd like to watch it and see what happens. You know, again, sometimes you can learn, as you say, learn things. We'll mm-hmm. see where it goes. I mean, we could take, hypothetically, who knows when we're going to start. That's one thing I will say with the two sides coming together here. We may start middle of July. We may start middle of August. Who knows? It's got to be right. It has to work so it's safe, and it just makes sense. So hypothetically, if it's a 2-month tournament, by the time you get the play in and then the playoffs going, and you're in the middle of September or early October, then you have to take some time off, do all your business with the draft and everything else. You could start late December and have a big celebration during the holiday season, or you could have outdoor games around July 1st to kick it off, and then you go and you finish up sometime in July. It doesn't bother me one bit as long as we do it and do it right. Plus, to be frank with you, it would be great to find a way to start the next season with people in the stands. Hopefully. You know, put your hand up to the good Lord and say, please give us a vaccine. Yeah. It's going to be helpful. So all these things are up in the air. I think we want to do what's right. The one great thing is if we can find a way to start next season with fans in the stands, that'd be great for everybody.
Now, I know money's going to be lost, obviously, but you're an old television guy for a long time. With these preliminary rounds, I'm assuming there's going to be games all day, you know, wall-to-wall hockey. NBC needs the programming because the Olympics have been postponed. So how big a boost do you think this could be for the sport? You know, trying to see the forest through the trees and trying to find a silver lining that the exposure this sport can get when they finally
get great. Yeah, it'd be great. I watched the golf the other day with Tiger and Phil Mickelson. I just love live sports. I was watching Korean baseball today on ESPN2 just for a little bit, but I'm watching a live sports. I've watched the soccer leagues from over in Europe. I love live sports. So for me, I think, there could be, I'm trying to figure it out too, what would it be, 3 games a day in each one of the 2 hub cities. Noon 4-7, noon 4-8, something like that, wherever they are being played. Maybe they stagger them. People will be able to watch hockey all day long from the 2 different cities. And I have a feeling that this may grow into something pretty interesting. The competitiveness of players, the parity at how close these teams are. There's going to be most teams should be pretty close to 100% healthy going in. And then on top of that, you've got the questions. I mean, what goalie is going to get hot in a 5-game series? What goalie is not going to be hot? There's going to be so many storylines and and things of interest, that it could be just flat out fascinating. I'm looking forward to it. The other thing, you know, nobody's talked about, but I was thinking about it, as Don, you mentioned television and this and that. I have a feeling that somewhere along the line, when this gets organized, there's going to be people saying, you know, we could do this, or we could do this with a camera angle, or something to do with audio, or something to do with microphones to make it even better than just what we're normally used to seeing. Something like that could happen.
Now, before we let you go, you kind of inherited Coach Quinn.
Yeah.
It seems like you like him, do you?
Oh, I love the guy. I really do. I like to, you know, times change. Coaches that are older have to evolve, and I've seen that. And to be honest with you, I've seen that with John Tortorella in Columbus. Everybody thought his career was done, but he's changed, and he's moved along, and he's still John. He's still Torts, but he understands the players. And with David Quinn, he's got a little bit of everything to him. He's got a great deal of passion. He's very good with young players. He's very good with older players. There's a special quality of that man that's pretty neat. He had to retire early as a player because of an unfortunate problem with I think it was called the Christmas disease, and in turn, just watching him work, I had heard of him. I watched him when he was with the Rangers, when I was not with the Rangers, and he pushes the right way. Players respect him. There's a lot to like here. There really is. I don't think he's going to be a short-term coach. I think he's got long-term passion, which is really good.
Ah, great stuff. Congratulations on the new grandchild. Great to hear that you're doing well and safe, and hopefully we'll get hockey soon, John.
Yeah, same to you guys. I really appreciate it. All the best. Stay safe, and we're going to get there. We'll get there.
We'll see you soon.
Be safe driving home.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, and on your smart speaker by asking it to play ESPN New York 98.7.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
For more than 80 years, Nissan has been there for you, and now is no different. We're offering flexible payment options for current NMAC customers. Our service departments are here to help. And for future owners, we're now offering more help. Deferred payments for 3 months on 11 models. Plus, we'll cover your payments for up to 2 additional months. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on 10 models. This is help when you need it. Visit NissanUSA.com today to learn more. Nissan, innovation that excites. Offers available to well-qualified buyers on purchase of an eligible 2020 Nissan from new dealer stock when financed through Nissan Motor Acceptance Corporation. Subject to NMAC credit approval and max term limit. Subject to residency restrictions. NMAC special APR cash amount is capped and varies by vehicle from $500 to $2,000, which customer can apply toward up to 2 monthly payments. Customer is responsible for all payments. Delayed payment must begin 90 days from date of contract. Accrual of interest commences from contract date and consumer responsible for accrued interest. Dealer participation may vary. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, including list of eligible models and service availability. Offers end 6-1-20.